So, Night Swim. Official trailer number 2, because I for damn sure wasn't doing a trailer reaction to the first one. But I said, why the hell not, man? You know, I like to be wrong. I like to be proven wrong. I like to say that things look like they're going to be absolute garbage. And I like to see the trailers or the movie overall and then, you know, tell myself, wow, I was wrong, man. That was actually pretty solid. Is this going to be one of those cases? I don't think so, man. Because, listen, I can't swim first and foremost. So the premise, you know, doesn't interest me none much at all. But I've been wrong before. You know, and this is, I guess this is a horror movie. Is it a creature feature? I think it's a creature feature. I might have read somewhere where it is. All I know is that it's called Night Swim. This is trailer number 2. This is by writer and director Bryce McGuire. And I believe this is this director's directorial debut. And he also wrote the script with somebody named Rod Blackhurst. Now, I don't know who the hell these actors and actresses are in this movie other than Wyatt Russell. Wyatt Russell, man, I'm telling you, I'm not fresh off of the movie Overlord that he was in, but I did watch Overlord probably about a month and a half ago, and he is really fucking good in that movie, man. He's one of those actors where, you know, just because Kurt Russell is his dad, I don't think he tries to capitalize on that. I think he's trying to establish himself as a really solid actor in the industry, man. You know, and I really appreciate that when these, you know, when the offspring of these mega superstars in Hollywood, when they test the waters with their acting abilities, I appreciate when they don't try to capitalize off the name, you know, off the last name alone. Wyatt Russell is one of them. John David Washington's another one. That's Denzel Washington's son for the uninitiated. O'Shea Jackson Jr., Ice Cube's son, is another one of them, man. Now, Wyatt Russell, Goldie Hawn, is Goldie Hawn his mom too? Or is Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn the only child they have together? Is that, goddamn, what's that chick's name from The Skeleton Key and My Best Friend's Girl? I don't know, but she's fine as shit, and no disrespect to Wyatt Russell if that's his sister and all of that good stuff, but she's sister fine as hell, bruh. And especially in My Best Friend's Girl, it wasn't no surprise why Dane Cook was on that ass all crazy the way he was. I felt bad for Jason Biggs in that movie, by the way, man. It was just such a... He just can't get a break in any movie he's in, whether it's My Best Friend's Girl or American Pie. But, I don't know what's about to happen here, people. I just know this premise says a woman swimming in her pool at night is terrorized by an evil spirit. Now, here I am thinking it was a creature feature. I must have been misinformed because obviously we're dealing with evil spirits in a swimming pool. Now, is it the fact that, you know, is this one of those things where the house is haunted? Is it the pool that's haunted? Did somebody drown in the pool and the evil spirit is just like, I'm gonna curse upon all you motherfuckers that try to dip in this pool? Like, I don't know what the situation is gonna be. I do know that, like, come on, man. It's PG-13 too? Fuck! Why do I even do it to myself, man? Shout out to Universal Pictures for dropping this 3 hours ago. I guess I can shout them out. I don't want to burn any bridges here, but you guys just be putting out whatever y'all want, man. And I see in this thumbnail right here, it says from the producers of Megan and The Nun. Megan was a pleasant surprise, but that Nun shit, y'all can keep that, man. Y'all could have just said from the producers of Megan, and I'd be like, oh, okay, well, I can at least expect some laughs out of this shit, man. But the whole Nun thing, I'm just not... I was actually debating whether I was going to put The Nun 2 on my January commentary list, but I don't even give a shit about The Nun 1, so I don't, you know, whatever, man. This trailer number 2 is 2 minutes and 35 seconds long, so let's get into it, people. I'm not expecting much here. Maybe a couple laughs, hopefully. I can hope at least for a couple unintentional laughs if I'm lucky. But people, let's jump into the official trailer 2 for Night Swim. I will hit the play button in 3, 2, 1. You stick your hand, yeah, yep, you deserve it. You stuck your hand in there, you deserve it, Georgie. Fuck, oh, is that a... What the fuck is that? Oh, no. Oh, ew. I don't like that. That was somebody inside of there. That was somebody inside of there. I don't like that.
No, he didn't. When we were fixing up the pool...
Oh. What?
The pad hadn't been used in 15 years.
Maybe they weren't pool people.
Oh, no.
Hey,
This is not for the kids.
I used to be scared of pools.
You still should. Oh, yeah, you know the cat's gonna die. Oh, from James Wan. Of course it's a Blumhouse movie. I got some shit to say. I'm gonna reserve judgment though.
You need to say something back.
No, he can't. He's dead.
Ronan, Marco.
Just get out the fucking pool.
Why aren't you saying anything?
Boy, are you dumb. You are dumb, girl. What is that? Ooh. Oh, got that Jurassic Park Abyss T-1000 water effect. What?
I've been looking for you.
What?
There has to be some way to stop this.
Marco.
Oh, he got caught in a pool cover. God damn, how deep is the pool? Damn! Yo, look how far down she was. She was in the sunken place, man. Would that say January 5th or January 15th? Hold on, let me. Okay, January 5th. You know what? You know what? Blumhouse. I give you a round of applause, man. I was about to talk a lot of shit, man. I'm going to tell y'all something right now. Does this look like it's going to be the most amazing, scariest horror movie of 2024? Hell no, it doesn't. But for somebody like me who has, I forgot what the phobia, like the actual term for the phobia is, but for somebody like I have a fear of drowning. I have a fear of large bodies of water. I can't swim. There's only a certain level of pool I'm going to get into, you know, once the water's like at my waist level, you know, be lucky if I get that far, but I don't get too far into pools, man, because that might be my last venture into one. But for somebody like me who has those very rational fears of things like that, this is going to be fun. I'm not going to lie. Is it going to be scary? I don't think so, but this is going to be a lot of fun to play on that phobia, man. I think it's going to be, for some people, I'm not going to exclude myself from this, but for a lot of people, I think this is going to be probably a little anxiety inducing because they're playing around with a lot of this, with a lot of the shots in this movie, man. Like I said, it looks like she's in a sunken place at some point where she goes down, you know, I don't think it's any of the characters in the scene, but somebody saying Marco, like really faintly over and over and over, and she's diving to go save somebody in the pool. I don't know if it's a little girl or the little boy, but when she looks up, she is like eons away from the surface, man. I think that is terrifying. The shot of somebody falling into the pool and getting caught up all tangled up in the pool cover, I think that is terrifying as well. The idea of somebody, when the boy is reaching into there to get his action figure inside of that little opening in underneath the pool, the fact that somebody's in there and grabs his hand, it's not even the fact that they grab his hand, it's the way that they sink down really slowly to just disappear into, you know, into that space that they're in. So I don't really know what the fuck happened to the owners of this house in this pool prior, but whoever it is, they're pissed. They are pissed. This is some Poltergeist shit right here. More notably, Poltergeist 3. Because I keep thinking about when they pull Carol Ann. Like, when Carol Ann, she steps on that puddle in that parking garage. And those hands come down and just pull her ass down. And then they just disappear. You know, they disappear into that parking garage puddle. Which was a really great effect. A practical effect, by the way. But this, you know, and then it's like, are we going halfway Amityville Horror in this? Because Wyatt Russell's, he's like, I've been looking for you, Marco Polo. And he grabs the girl or the lady so hard, or she pulls strands of her hair out. He looks like he's possessed. He's all contorting with veins popping out of his neck and shit like that. First of all, Wyatt Russell looks intimidating as is, man. Like I said, in Overlord, when he's beating the shit out of that German guy, I'm scared for the German guy. You know, whether he's going to turn into a mutant hybrid zombie or whatever the hell he turns into at some point. I am scared for him because Wyatt Russell is very intimidating in that sequence. But for him to be possessed by whatever spirit this is, I think that's going to be some really scary shit right there. As far as everything else, this seems like it's definitely one of those movies I'm going into for the laughs. I'm going into it for the fun, but I'm also going into it to see, as y'all heard, man, I got some reaction, or this trailer got some reactions out of me. So I am going into it to see if this can scare me, man, just to play on the fact that, you know, if you can't swim, you know, the large bodies of water thing or the pools, whatever your fear is as far as water is concerned, it's going to play on that. So it'll be fun to see if they can really get me. And I'm telling you, I was about to talk shit about Blumhouse. I was about to say, you know, Blumhouse just be throwing whatever they want to throw out there. But this is an original property, and it looks a lot better than Imaginary. I can tell y'all that right now, man. Imaginary, the movie with that you know, that bear that pulls that girl into the nether realm of no return or wherever the hell he pulls her from. The movie with Dwayne DeWise, basically. Did a trailer reaction for that, too. But Blumhouse, man, you know, I'm not going to be that person that is just so frustrated with Blumhouse and that sees all the potential in Blumhouse to the point where I'm just going to shit on everything that they come out with. No, man, I like to give everything a fair chance. If I would have known this was Blumhouse, I definitely wouldn't have hesitated at all to do a trailer reaction for it. Because while I do have my frustrations with them, they are still that studio, man. You know, Blumhouse is shaping out to be one of the greatest horror studios of all time. And I think they still got a lot of work to do. They got a long way to go. But as far as the now, they're definitely doing it, man. And I always say, I will always give Blumhouse the credit for having original properties, one. Two, I will give them credit for their marketing strategies, man, and their production strategies. You know, they make these movies very cheaply or considerably cheap, and they make a lot of fucking money back in return, man. And you know, this looks like something I could watch. This looks like something I could review. And when it starts streaming, it looks like it could be something that I could do some commentary for. I'm not gonna hold y'all. I'm not gonna rule this out as a piece of shit movie at all, man. Looks to be some really crazy imagery they're playing around with. One of the effects that I really love in this trailer, man, and I want to say it's something simple, but it's kind of not. I want to know how they did that effect, man. You know, the ripples that are in that cup of water that somebody's holding. Like I said, I compared it to Jurassic Park and The Abyss and T2, but that was a cool effect, man. If anything, it looks like it'll be some cool moments in here. I'm not expecting anything super crazy amazing out of the acting performances. I will go into this strictly for spectacle, you know, spectacle and phobia purposes only, man. But if I get performances, good performances out of it, if I get a really good backstory and, you know, some added bonuses in the mix, then I'm definitely cool with that, man. This wasn't a bad trailer. Definitely a hell of a lot better than that first trailer, man. That being said, let's watch it one more again. Another fear this plays on is me getting my hand stuck in something. Like, I wouldn't reach for that shit. But he's a kid, so. Fuck. Once he saw that hair, it's like, come on, bro. That, I love how they just sink down. Like, yeah, I'll go away for now. And we all
fall asleep. Where do we go? Kiss me. No, he didn't.
Okay, so that's how he gets possessed. But what cuts him? Did somebody slice him? Bite him?
Maybe they weren't pool people.
Poor girl. Why did the lady just turn into Wendy Williams for a second? Confused about that. First of all, the cat's name was Cider. Days was numbered to begin with. Sorry.
Someone's coming over in a minute. Keep your mouth shut.
Marco. You know, the boyfriend's going, I don't know if it's the boyfriend or just love interest in general. You know his ass is dead. He's black.
Ronan, Marco.
You are the minority in a Marco Polo game. Your ass is done.
My kids have seen things.
That effect with the ripples, I love it.
Happening to my husband. be some way to stop this.
Marco.
Fucking suffocate and drown at the same time in that pool cover. Look how far she's diving down, man. She's in the ocean. Listen. I'm telling you, man. If it ain't my child down there, I'm not swimming that far down. I promise y'all. I'm telling you, that is nightmare fuel, that shot when she looked up and saw she. I swear to you, man, that distance is so crazy. Like, her and whoever she's going after, where they're at compared to where the surface is at is absolutely terrifying. I'm sorry, man. This trailer's a hell of a lot better than I thought it was going to be. I'm sorry, man. Like, they know, Blumhouse knows sometimes, man. They know when they get it right, they get it right, man. And you would think that I would be shitting all over this movie because it's got stupid character decisions in the trailer and because it's PG-13. But this isn't a movie I think necessarily needs to be rated R. Depending on how far they go at some point later on in the movie. Excuse me, people. It can work. You know, Blumhouse isn't, they are a studio that doesn't necessarily try to capitalize on their R ratings, man. I feel like where need be, they do make movies rated R, and there are some movies more than others, ones that need to be rated R, but they decide to go with it. They go with the PG-13 rating so they can put more asses in the seats and make their money back tenfold. I understand, man. I get it. This doesn't really need to be rated R. It depends. It depends on where we go with the sequences, where we go when motherfuckers get pulled underwater, when people, you know, how far is Wyatt Russell going to go with this, you know, with this James Brolin Amityville Horror shit? I don't know. I don't see it playing out well for his character. I don't see it playing out well for that Marco Polo sequence. If that's the daughter, I think that's the daughter. His daughter playing Marco Polo. So, okay, well, they're not going to kill the older daughter. You know, the family's got to get out, whether intact or whether a couple of them as opposed to all of them. But the boyfriend, his ass is done. You know, you know, we hardly knew him so long, so. But this wasn't bad. I thought this was going to be an absolutely terrible trailer, man. But I feel like the laughs are coming from moments that are like, oh, I think this might actually be a little crazy, man. But, you know, it was a solid trailer, man. I'm curious to see the rest of the cast and how they are around Wyatt Russell. I'm pretty sure Wyatt Russell may be the strong point here as far as the performances go. But then again, I'm not familiar with anybody else, so somebody might surprise me. Some of the younger actors or actresses might surprise me. As far as that young boy, the kid who is reaching for the action figure and that hand reaches out and grabs him, I don't think he's going to die. I do think he might endure the most bullshit out of all the people in this film, man, next to Wyatt Russell. Because what are you doing and why are you doing it? You know, kids always getting into some shit, and these are the things that can happen, man. You can summon evil spirits from a haunted pool. But is it, like, haunted? Is it possessed? I don't know. We'll get more into it. I feel like, I'm gonna be real with y'all, man. While I'm one for a good backstory and good lore and things like that, I could give a shit less about what happened to the pool and the house prior or the people in it. I want to see what's up with the spirits messing with this family now, man. And I don't know, man. I'm going to just go ahead and say this. Don't be surprised if Blumhouse tries to get their hands on the Poltergeist franchise. Please don't be surprised. Now, there's a Poltergeist TV series coming, and I don't remember if that's going to be on Paramount Plus or if MGM has a hand in it again. I don't remember, but this gives me Poltergeist vibes. The whole family in jeopardy in the house that is, you know, that has a backstory type of thing. And like I said, this gives me, if anything, vibes of Poltergeist 3. So I am, you know, if Blumhouse knows what they're doing, man, they can also, you know, original properties I praise them for. But if Blumhouse gets their shit together and they don't make the same mistakes that they made with The Exorcist Believer, you know, a lot of people would argue they made mistakes with the Halloween franchise as well, but I disagree with that overall. If Blumhouse can get their hands on the right existing properties and put their own little creative spins on them, They can be known for that too, as far as their production company goes. They can be known, yo, Blumhouse is that company that has original properties that are really solid, or they can be that, or and they can be that studio that you know, they can take an existing property from back in the day, from like the 70s, 80s, or early 90s for that matter, and breathe some new life into it, man. I wouldn't mind seeing them you know, get their hands on a Poltergeist movie at this point. If this plays out to be as good as it kind of looks, you know, I'm not going to say it looks amazing, but it does look a hell of a lot better than I thought. But if it plays out to be that and then some, then yeah, maybe make some negotiations with Blumhouse to do a Poltergeist movie. I don't know. I know a lot of people think I'm speaking blasphemy right now, and I probably lost some listeners, you know, just saying that shit, because a lot of people love the Poltergeist franchise. Well, they love that first one. It's near and dear to their heart. Some people praise it as their favorite movie of all time. I'm a Poltergeist 3 guy. I kind of want to go back and watch the remake, because I, you know, I fell asleep the first time I watched it. Tried to watch it again a couple months ago, and it, you know, I think I got as far as when the tree is eating Robbie, and the older sister is getting pulled into the garage floor or something like that. I don't know. Excuse me, people. But yeah, this looks like it could be a fun time, man. This looks like it'd be a fun time. This is something that I feel like a bunch of people should watch together. You know, if it's streaming, watch together with a bunch of friends at the house. If you go to the theater to see it, make sure it's a packed theater just to get all the right reactions, man. Shit like this, especially with people that's afraid of water, people that can't swim, you know, it's going to play on some fears for sure, man. So I'm kind of looking forward to this, man. I'm a changed man a little bit in the moment. I've turned my life around, and I'm saying nice things about the trailer. See, I can say nice things about these Blumhouse movies, people. For the record, I don't hate Blumhouse. Like I said, I got a lot of respect for them. I expect more from them in certain areas. Who knows? Maybe Imaginary will be better than I thought it was going to be, man. I definitely know that this got better reactions out of me than that trailer did. And that trailer had DaWanda Wise in there, man. I love DaWanda Wise from, you know, the Jurassic World movie. What was she in? Jurassic World? Not Fallen Kingdom. What was it? Dominion. So it'll be interesting to see if I can make a turnaround with that movie too. But this one, kind of looking forward to this, man. I'm not going to lie. But people, y'all already know where to go, man. And if y'all don't, y'all can follow the podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Breaker, Radio Public, Podbean, and Podcast Addict. Shout out Spotify for podcasters. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok for Meryl Tudor. Shout out to the Facebook movie group, The Cinemaniacs. And last but certainly not least, shout out to the Tudor reviewers, the listeners, the lovers, the supporters out there, man. We still are in the home stretch. I'll probably drop this trailer tomorrow. But, you know, when I say tomorrow, by the time y'all get this, it will probably be Thursday morning at the latest. Because I've already dropped, thank God, man, prior to recording this, I've already officially dropped for you guys that Thanksgiving spoiler review. Very long-winded, man, so bear with me if you guys want to. It is a spoiler review, so you've been warned, it's on the title. But it got long-winded, man. I don't know how to do short reviews. I gotta master it. Like I said, it's a superpower. But the review, thank God, is up nonetheless, man. So you guys can check that out in the meantime. But y'all already know the love and support that y'all show me. I show it back to y'all tenfold and then some. So with that being said, people, yours truly, Romero Tudor. Another episode of Tudor Reviews in the can. I'll check y'all on the next one.